it's time for What's On. Thanks to Destination New South Wales and Accor Hotels. Your Sydney getaway just got better with Accor Hotels.
We're talking Vivid Sydney this week, Michael. It's now in its eighth year and it is the world's largest festival of light, music and ideas. It runs from Friday the 27th of May to Saturday the 18th of June. And it really is amazing that Light Walk will see more than 60 installations involving more than 140 artists, and they stretch along the harbour foreshore from Circular Quay right through to the Rocks and around to Walsh Bay. Now, we all know about the lights. We've seen them. We've seen the pictures of the Harbour Bridge sails lit up. And the Opera House lit up and the Harbour Bridge lit up as well. But one element of the festival we should all know a little more about is Vivid Ideas and the Game Changers talk series. So to tell us more, we're joined by the curator of Vivid Ideas, Jess Scully. Jess, thanks for joining us this Sunday evening.
Oh, thanks for having me, Natalie.
Now, please explain, what is Vivid Ideas?
Vivid Ideas is really your opportunity to explore all the creative content that fills our lives, from film and TV shows to design, art, performance, as well as looking at the way that the creative side of the brain can have a positive influence on business and society and all of our lives, really.
Okay, and you mentioned TV shows. I saw on the list that you've got the creator of The House of Cards involved. What's he going to be talking about?
Well, I have just been binging on the final season of that show this weekend. It's this amazing political drama, House of Cards, and it stars Kevin Spacey and Robert Wright. And it's just an kind of exploration of the worst possible kind of evil president. It's quite extraordinary. It is so dark,
isn't it? It's fantastic.
And so we're going to be talking to Bo about what it's like writing fiction about elections when there are so many elections on around the world at the moment and they're getting stranger and stranger. So we're going to look at that blurry line between creativity and real life. And the interviewer will actually be Lee Fayle.
Oh, fantastic, from the ABC. Yeah. And I'm guessing when you mentioned, elections around the world, you're probably pointing at the US and the rise of Donald Trump. I'm sure his name will be mentioned.
Oh, I'm sure that'll come up. But Frank Underwood, the Kevin Spacey's character, makes you think that maybe Trump mightn't even be that bad compared to Kevin Spacey.
That's true. And Orange is the New Black. That's the prison drama that's also out of the US. I understand the creative force behind that's involved as well.
Yeah, her name's Genji Cohen, and she's a veteran of some incredible shows, everything from Sex and the City to...
Didn't she do Weeds? Was that fantastic show with the mum that was dealing in the burbs?
That's it. She said she got the pilot for that with five words: suburban widowed pot dealer mum. And she plays it out to extremes. But her new show, Orange is the New Black, is just this huge hit as well. And there's a couple of Aussies involved with it too.
And any other talks we should definitely get involved with during Vivid Ideas?
Well, there's going to be an incredible experience called Robo Wars, which is a pretty much a free event taking place down at the Overseas Passenger Terminal. And we've got these amazing super geeks from all over the country who build robots and bring them and battle them. And you can get involved and watch the action. So that's on June 5.
So is that like, they run into each other and they try and destroy each other's robots? Is this a battle to the death?
Robots with like axes on their back and other ones that use chainsaws and blades, and it's kind of like a crazy battle in a kind of sci-fi coliseum. It should be a lot of fun.
That sounds fantastic. Well, Jess Scully, curator of Vivid Ideas, thank you so much for your time tonight.
Thanks for having me.
And if you're thinking of heading to Vivid and want to really make a night of it, book a stay at the Novotel Sydney on Darling Harbour. It has the perfect location right in the heart of Darling Harbour and smack bang in the middle of Vivid Sydney. And to tell us a bit more, we're joined by the General Manager, Richard Holt. G'day, Richard.
G'day, Michael and Natalie. How are you both?
We're well. I understand you have a pretty amazing view there.
Look, it's hard to beat that spectacular city skyline when it lights up, and particularly with the Vivid Festival. It's truly amazing, I think.
So it is a pretty good vantage spot for Vivid.
Hard to beat. And then obviously we've got the fantastic offering of our ternary restaurant and bar to help enjoy yourselves while you're taking in the views. So Ternary is our signature and concept restaurant, which has a great view overlooking the entire Darling Harbour and city skyline.
Yeah, Richard, I've actually been lucky enough to dine there because you don't have to be a guest at the Novotel to go. So I've had dinner there, and what I saw was, there's a grill, then there's another chef station, there's a wine bar, there's so much going on. Can you explain the different styles of food on offer?
Absolutely. So ternary is, as binary, is two ways. Ternary is something in three ways. So it's the wine bar, the Asian wok, and then the Australian grill sections. And you can have a combination of meals from any of those different styles, or just sit at one actually of those open live kitchens and take in the ambience and theatre of the live cooking stations. Or otherwise, the chefs will bring whatever you'd like to order to your table and be overlooking Darling Harbour and enjoy the view, as I said.
And
okay. It's really fantastic and extraordinarily popular.
Yeah, and I understand they rotate the menu quite often as well. Is that right?
Absolutely. And the chefs love to experiment with a few new dishes here and there. So even if there's something that's not on the menu that our guests would like, they're really happy to engage in that and play along. And they'll often even, if someone's up for it, try something a little bit different themselves and experiment with a couple of new dishes with the guests interacting. So it's a really fun and engaging experience.
And Richard, what can you tell us about the wine bar?
Look, the wine bar is absolutely stunning. We've got a great enomatic system, which simply means the wines are kept without any airing or aging, and there's over 100 different wines that you can enjoy by the glass there. So it's an extraordinarily broad range, Australian and some great international labels there as well. But it's a really signature location within the venue.
Okay, Richard Holt, General Manager from Novotel Sydney, thank you very much for your time tonight.
A pleasure. Thanks very much for the speak.
Okay. For more information, you can go to theternary.com.au. Your Sydney gateway just got better with Accor Hotels. Rates start from $139. That's what's on Sydney, thanks to Destination New South Wales and Accor Hotel.